Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here on this Wednesday morning. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Denise Bradburn. Denise is the executive director of the Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in Galesburg. Talk about some things happening this summer, and there are a lot of them. A lot of them going on. If you're looking for something for your kids to do, yeah, there's plenty going on. If your children are saying they're bored, well, they won't be if... take him to Discovery Depot for all the things going on. So we'll talk about that coming up here on Galesburg's Morning News. Are they fun activities that your kids are going to be learning while they're there? And joining us to talk more about some of the things happening is the executive director of Discovery Depot, Denise Bradburn. Denise, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How about you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning.
Well, the sun's shining and there's no rain out there.
How about that? How about that? It's about time, right?
That's goodness. Right.
We like having that happen. Well, yeah, there's just, and not that you don't have stuff going on year round. I mean, you've got a full schedule year round of activities.
Yes, we have about 20 programs a month that we offer during the school year. And then we shake things up a little bit in the summertime, and we have a lot of mini summer camps, I would call them. Available. So I believe we have 16 or 17 of those camp offerings during the summer.
Yeah. So the kid says, I'm bored. There's nothing to do. Guess what? there's more than enough to do.
That's right. And these camps run an hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. They're short. It's just about the right amount of time to get the kids in, to be engaged. And then they still have time to go swimming or play at the park or whatever else they want to do for their day. So they get in and they have some 2 hours packed full of fun and learning and are engaged the entire time. And then they still have the rest of their day.
Well, that's the other thing that you mentioned also, that they're having fun. They're learning at the same time with it. They might not necessarily realize it, but they're actually learning something. So it's kind of they're not really in class, but in some ways they are. That with these camps, they're having fun while learning something, whether it's science related or engineering related, whatever the case may be.
That's exactly right. We do a lot of cooperative learning and group learning in the camps. They are doing problem solving, higher level critical thinking skills. All of that good stuff is going on, and much better than sitting in front of a screen during that time. So, and they're engaging and meeting other friends. There's opportunities for parents also. If they want to stay, they can stay. If they just rather drop them off, they're able to do so and maybe run and grab a coffee, whatever mom or dad wants to do during the time. But there's an opportunity for them to also meet other families and parents.
You know, if it's me, I want to stay up there on the second floor playing with some of those exhibits.
That's right. We have a lot of parents that do that.
Oh, there's some really, really fun stuff up there. If you haven't been there yet, you got to check it out. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the programs and camps that you have going on this summer.
Absolutely. So we have a diverse offering. Obviously, you kind of hit on a couple of them. We have a couple different science camps going on. As you know, we have our new science classroom on the second floor. So we've got some great items. We're going to pull out some big microscopes. They're going to do some investigating. And I would say there's a science camp offering for each age group. So we break them down. So there's one for the early elementary students and one for older elementary students. We have a camp on Zoom and Vroom, everything from cars to speedboats to trains. We have a unicorn camp. You know, that's the hot thing with little girls right now is unicorns. We have dino discoveries, fairy gardening. I would just say robotics. We also are going to be opening up our new build shop on the first floor within the next few weeks, and we are offering two camps in there. One is an inventors camp, and one is toy makers. These are new things where the kids will actually have tools in their hands. They're going to be designing, as you said, engineering. So they're going to be designing what they're building, and then they're actually going to create that design. So we're pretty excited to pull that space in, as well as our science classroom this year, into our summer camp offerings.
Okay, so I have to ask, unicorns and dinosaurs, will you have the actual animals there?
Oh boy, I wish. My budget just isn't big enough.
Okay, just checking. Just wanted to make sure it was safe and everything. But no, it's actually plenty safe. And just so many fun programs. All right, well, let's talk about the age levels, the younger and the older, the different age levels that they're able to attend these camps.
Right, so all of our camps are listed on our Facebook page. We also have them within the museum. And so we have posters out and about in the community. Our guidelines. So if it says ages 5 and up and you have a 4-year-old that's really into dinosaurs and you're going to maybe attend the camp with them, just go ahead and give us a call. And we are very flexible on that. They're just suggested age ranges. One of the fun camps that I am really intrigued by, and of course I don't teach them myself, my program coordinator Kate Buddy teaches those, is Mythbusters. It's a takeoff from the show, and they're going to explore urban legends and myths and figure out what's accurate and what's not. And boy, that is something new for us this year, so I'm excited to see how that camp rolls out for the participants.
Well, and if you have a child, a student, whatever age they are, you can kind of tell whether they're ready to be able to sit through something like that. Even, but it's all hands-on. It's not they're
it's
not
all
just,
hands-on.
They're not just sitting and listening like sitting and listening to a teacher. It's all hands-on, so they're going to be busy. But you know if your child is into that and whether they'd be good at wanting to do that. But maybe if you don't know, well, I guess this would be a good way to test out and maybe get them interested in science.
Exactly right. And I find that it's a great way for those parents to have their child call up that friend from the class that maybe they're missing their best friend, and the two can come down to the camp together and have a few days of engaged learning together. So we do see families that kind of connect over the summer and keep in touch with those school buddies.
What is the size limited to on the camps?
Our camps go up to about 12 participants. So we start the camps out with four, a minimum of four, and then we go up to 12. Some of them take 16. It depends on the camp and how much room we have in the space, because as you said, they are up and moving. They're not sitting like in a desk scenario. So when they're in the classrooms, they're moving. They're also utilizing the outdoor playground area that we have. So lots of times they'll be all over the museum during their camp.
Denise Bradburn is the executive director of the Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in downtown Galesburg. If you haven't been there, or if you haven't been there since they've redone and opened the second floor, you got to get in and check it out. You got to get your child, your grandchild there, because it is just amazing. And there's so many things to do. Sign up for one of the many, many summer camps that are available. Again, you can go to the Facebook page, find out about all of them and the cost and everything. Now, with the camps, if you actually have a membership, are the camps a little bit cheaper?
They are cheaper if you're a member of the museum. The camps are very reasonably priced. Most of them are around $35 or $40 for the 3 days. And so we do try to keep those affordable for families as an alternative activity for their children. We also have our regular weekend programming rolling out. So we're doing a big event for Railroad Days. Our caboose will be open outside, and Abraham Lincoln will be on the end of our caboose on Saturday at 1 p.m. We're doing some free giveaways with Galesburg Toyota for Railroad Days weekend. So that would be a good time to come down and play, especially if it's hot out. Also, for Father's Day, of course, we have opportunities for kids to get in and make something special for dads and grandpas and that special person in their life.
Yeah, that's another thing you do quite often, whether, you know, before Mother's Day or Father's Day or different holidays coming up, that you'll have a little camp or sessions that kids can make, you know, a gift for Christmas or whatever it is. Like you said, for Father's Day, that's a really cool thing that they're able to do, and something that they can be proud of, that and mom or dad, whoever it is, can be proud of it too.
Absolutely. And also, I have to mention, new this year, in a collaboration with the Galesburg Civic Arts Center, we're doing a quilt show. It's called A Riot of Color. And that is opening on Railroad Days weekend. And some of our local generous community quilters are doing material art display that will benefit Discovery Depot. So we're partnering with the Civic Arts Center in that, and it'll be there through the third week of July. So this is something new, and we're excited for the collaboration. And, of course, at the depot, we'll be offering some opportunities for kids to learn about quilting and the art of quilting as well.
Denise Bradburn, Discovery Depot's executive director, joining us here this morning. You talked about the cost of it and keeping it affordable, which it is, but people need to understand, because some might think, well, that doesn't sound affordable to me, that you are a private entity. You're pretty much completely privately funded too, so you have to, you know, you would love to be able to have this be a free thing, but that's impossible to do.
Absolutely. A lot of museums where they'll have the free days, such as Shedd Aquarium or any of the Chicago 7 museums, the Science and Industry Museum, those all receive state dollars. And part of that, those tax dollars going those museums, is required that they offer 16 free days a year. We do not have that, unfortunately, here. So we are dependent upon the revenue that comes through our door. That being said, we have generous donors that help us to continue to keep the lights on and keep the place state of the art, so to speak. So we do have throughout the month, we have Thrifty Thursday, the last Thursday of every month, where it's half price to get in. We also have Hands On, Minds On, which is the last Tuesday of the month that Galesburg Community Foundation helps us support. And that's a $2 admission price. So we do actively go out and try to lower those prices through the door as we can and find a grant or a sponsorship that will offset some of that for the families.
One, I don't think you'll find better bang for your buck because you're going to spend, whether it's your child, grandchild, several hours, they're going to be occupied in there having fun and learning at the same time.
Absolutely. Our dwell time in the museum is 4 to 6 hours right now. And parents can pack a lunch. They can go to McDonald's, pick up a Happy Meal. They're welcome to use our classroom spaces, our outdoor spaces to picnic while they're there. We also give out wristbands. So if you want to come down the museum, grab a wristband, go out to eat, come back, you can get in all day with that wristband and that admission.
The executive director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum, Denise Bradburn, joining us here this morning. So many wonderful programs that go year-round, but summer, it kicks up a little bit more even. So when do most of the programs start? Are they actually starting this week, or will they be next week?
They kick off the week of the 17th.
17th, okay. So a couple
we were
weeks
kind
out.
Of waiting for all those snow days to get made up in all the districts and give the kids a chance to catch their breath, and then we're going to jump in. And we run for, I believe, 8 weeks straight of camp. So each week there's two different camp offerings. A morning and an afternoon. And like I said, we have so many that whatever your child's interested in, we even have Comic Con camp this summer. So I think there's something for everybody. And parents are welcome to stay, or also they can be dropped off if mom wants to go hit the grocery store or something.
If I remember right, isn't there something to do with pirates?
There is pirates.
That's what I thought.
That one is shipwrecked. It is pirates and mermaids, so it's both sides. And we're pretty excited about that camp. It's one of the first ones we're rolling out this summer.
Again, you can log onto the website, go to the Facebook page, and find out about all the camps. Talk about the membership, how much that costs, and then we can talk about what a great value that is.
Absolutely. So a membership, an annual membership for six people to the museum is $105. You do the math on that. Admission is $8. You only pay approximately $8 a month for that membership, but for six people to get in. So it's a great savings. It's very economical. And there is the other benefit of lower price camps, lower price programs, lower price birthday parties, and also a discount in our gift shop. So there's a lot of benefits to becoming a member of the museum. And like I said, it's unlimited visits throughout the whole year.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, you have that membership and you go a couple times a month. You've paid for your membership and then some.
Absolutely.
And for those that go once a week, wow, what a great value that is.
Absolutely. And you know, the museum is a great place to go because when your children are there, they're always actively learning and they don't even know it.
One of the other great things, you have space available. I've taken my little one to a couple of birthday parties there. What a great space for that.
Yes, we now have the two spots for birthday parties. So that's been a great thing because it's a need in Galesburg, especially in the middle of winter if you don't want to host the party in your own home. So that's been in high demand, the two birthday spaces. We also do rentals for meetings, lunchtime meetings, business clubs. We do family reunions. What a great place to have a family reunion. If it's hot on the 4th of July or raining and you can have your family reunion down there in one of the rooms and the kids can play in the museum, that's an opportunity that we offer as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things, like with a family reunion, keeping kids occupied during that. And this, there you go, it's a perfect match.
And we have all of our new Waves water exhibit area, you know, and what a great thing in the summertime.
Yeah, and you know, you think about that, you look, it's not as messy as you think it's going to be. The kids, and then you've got like little smocks you put on, so they're not getting all wet, and it's not as bad as you might think when you go and it looks like, oh, my child's going to get soaked. No, they're not. It's really not bad at all.
Right, there's always only about an inch or an inch and a half of water in the tables, but it feels like more to the children, and there's kind of an illusion that they are playing in a lot more water, and then it always just kind of magically disappears and doesn't really hit them or the floor too much at all. So it's a very well-designed system. We've been very pleased with it.
Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in downtown Galesburg, Mulberry Street. What a great, it's a gem we have. I mean, I hope people realize how outstanding this is. I mean, that I know we've talked about this before, that you have people at other museums in bigger communities coming to you. It's like, how the heck do you do this? How do you do this privately funded that don't even have the facility we've got even in a bigger community?
That's right. We have visitors from other museums that are emerging or trying to start up, and even places that you would think would have them. So recently, Des Moines, Iowa was in. They do not have a children's museum.
Wow.
And so they're looking at ours as a model. And I think Galesburg can be proud of that. Discovery Depot has been in this community for a long time. It's here because the community supports us. And a lot of communities don't have that same benefit that we do. So we are a model nationwide, and Galesburg should be proud of that. I know I'm sure proud of it. And as you said, I get asked to speak at national conventions often, and we also get visitors from all over. So, you know, Des Moines, we've had them from Indiana, we've had them from Wisconsin, we've all over the place wanting to know how we have been as successful as we have been.
Yeah, I think quite often people, when they have something local and don't necessarily realize it, and it's like, well, it's here, I can go anytime, but then you never go, you got to go. Yeah, I have to go. It's just something. And, you know, I would say, even if you don't have kids or grandkids, go check it out, because you see that facility and it's like, you know what? What a great thing this is for the community. I want to help. I want to donate, which they can do.
That's right. And they can just come to the front desk, and our staff will give anyone a tour. We'll walk you through the museum. And, you know, over the weekend, we hosted two graduation open houses on our second floor. Our second floor exhibits are movable, so we're able to move them out of that space, and it's a large space. So as another revenue for the museum as needed, we're able to rent out that space up there as well.
Yeah, and I would say even with the displays up there, there's plenty of room.
There's
the fact
of room.
That you can move them, that's like, wow, that's, yeah, any meeting, whatever gathering you want to have, wedding reception, birthday party, what a kid party for the kids, family reunion. Yeah, I mean, like you said, graduation, there's just so much that that can be done in the space. It's absolutely wonderful, the Discovery Depot. Denise Bradburn is the Executive Director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum here in downtown Galesburg. Again, check out the programs. You can go online and take a look, and or you can stop by and see the flyer and talk to the people there about what your kids' interests are, and they can maybe steer you in the right direction of one or multiple camps that they might like.
Exactly, and people can just give us a call if they have questions. We're happy to answer those.
All right. Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Wonderful. Denise, again, thank you for your time. We appreciate the job you're doing. It's you're doing Galesburg proud, that's for sure.
Well, thank you so much. We are very fortunate to be in a community that we are, that we've been able to be here and not only just be present, but also to grow and thrive as the museum has. So it's a testament to the Galesburg community that we're here. So thank you.
And again, all privately funded. If you'd like to help out, I urge you to go take a look at it, whether you have kids or not. Go take a look and see this facility, and we want to keep it going and growing. I guess before I let you go here real quick, what's next? What's on the horizon for Discovery Depot?
Oh boy, I'm not sure yet. We are still getting our feet under us. I can tell you that we have so many visitors coming in a year now. We are on track to potentially have over 70,000 plus visitors this year. And so we're doing a lot better than we were in March, but we've increased our staff almost twice the size. And so I'm hoping that we can kind of just roll a little bit before we tackle the next whatever.
So you don't really need
Depot.
A nest at this point, right?
That's
just
right.
Keep going, doing what we're doing and doing it really well. Denise, thanks so much.
Thank
Appreciate
you so
it.
Much.